costs, which was considerable, as the proprietor of Clockwang Road Speedy Motors and attending physician, therefore, to a whole fleet of middle-ranking cars. Every vehicle had its bad points, its foibles, its rattles, its complaints. And this, he thought, was the language of machinery, those idiosyncratic engine sounds by which a car would strive to communicate with those with ears to listen, usually mechanics. Every car had its good points, too. A comfortable driving seat, perhaps, or an engine that started first time without hesitation or complaint, even on the coldest winter morning, when the air above Botswana was dry and crisp and sharp in the lungs. Each car, then, was an individual, and if only he could get his apprentices to grasp that fact, their work might be a little bit more reliable and less prone to require redoing by him. Push, shove, twist. These were no mantras for a good mechanic. Listen, coax, soothe. That should be the motto inscribed above the entrance to every garage. That, or the words which he had once seen printed on the advertisement for a garage in Francistown. Your car is ours. That slogan was a little ambiguous, he decided. On the one hand, it might be taken to suggest